Project 101.5. It's Friday, and we do like to have the Sierra Club in at this time to talk about things outdoors. And I'm sure there's going to be lots and lots of hikes. I'm going to be off the next couple of weeks, John. You know that. So if you want, you can like give the big rundown.
Roll ahead to the
today,
future.
Okay. So people can plan.
Forward.
But you said just this weekend alone, there was going to be.
We got four.
Four?
Yeah.
Nice.
We set a record last weekend with only one. So we're going the opposite direction.
Cool.
Now.
All right. Well, you were down in Albuquerque last night, as was I think for different reasons.
Yeah, I think your reason was more fun. So you were at Dead?
I was at the Grateful Dead movie. Yeah. It was really cool. It was just like being there. Well, as close as you can get, I guess. Yeah.
The last time I did a big Dead event was at the Downs here in Santa Fe, like, what, 30-some years ago?
Holy cow. Was that like 93, maybe? Or
maybe before 83, that.
Maybe?
83 is probably closer.
I thought there was a 3 in there. It must have been 83.
I think that may be right.
My goodness.
It was a blur. It was a kick. They just don't stop playing. They must have played for 6 hours.
Wow. Well, or at least it might have seemed like
6 hours. It was a long time.
Time means nothing when you're in that kind of space.
Yeah.
So, what were you doing down there?
Well, the Sierra Club in Albuquerque does a monthly Sierra Club and Beer event. This particular one was the Washington and Central O'Neill's Pub. They have a very fine separate room, mm-hmm. and we got together in there. And it's basically a chance to, of course, drink beer. They've got good food there, too. And if you don't want beer, they've got other stuff. It's a full bar. But Eric Griego, who we are supporting in his run for the House seat that Martin Heinrich is vacating to run. Martin's running for Senate, mm-hmm. whom we are supporting in that
We certainly endeavor. Hope that he is successful.
We do, we do. Eric Griego has, in some respects, a similar background to Martin, but in others, very different. Eric had been a city councilor, as Martin had, in Albuquerque. And then, in terms of their backgrounds, they're somewhat divergent in that he has worked in health issues quite a bit. He's worked in various roles in D.C. in the past. And most recently, he's been in the legislature here in Santa Fe. Representing an area of Albuquerque. He's just really, he's Mr. Environment. You know, he makes me look kind of wimpy in terms of my support.
Are you serious?
Really? He's really on it. I have heard
You're
stories.
You're waving the Eric Griego flag?
I've heard stories of him being in committee, and he just kind of chews out his fellow legislators because they're not green enough. You know, he's like, come on, guys, what's more important? Who gets money or the planet surviving our stay here?
Wow.
So I'm like, whoa.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. So he was fun to listen to. It was energizing. I thought, yeah, oh gosh, being in Albuquerque to go to a political event in the middle of the week and, you know, when I could be, you know, checking out a fun movie.
Grateful Dead movie. Yeah.
But so that was fun. I enjoyed chatting with various citizens and Sierra Club members while we were there. So that was fun.
Cool.
And the big event for me this week is the watching the water flow down the river.
It's almost like a real river.
It's almost, yeah. For a little while here, I think they're trying to aim for about two weeks worth. So this is week one was this week. So if you haven't been out downtown or anywhere along the river, we're figuring it'll probably get somewhere between Frenchie's Field and Siler Road. So if you live way south by 599, then you're going to have to go upstream a little bit.
Yeah, it all soaks in by the time it gets down that far.
It soaks in. Well, interesting having watched the snowpack graphs. I happen to work at the state engineer's office, and one of the other staffers there sends me these like weekly assessments of what the water content up in the mountains is. And about 5 weeks ago, like early March, it just started plummeting because we got this warm weather. As those of us who've been up on the mountain skiing in the slush back in the middle of March know, it was getting pretty warm. And what that means is that the whole hydrograph of when moisture comes down from the mountains has shifted. So the city has actually accommodated that, moving up the releases. Actually, they're not releases, they're bypass. You can't let more water out than what comes in. And since the snow is melting so quickly, they shifted the whole regime. So we may actually not have the fishing derby in early June. It may be, you know, like more like early May, assuming we still have some flow at that point in time. So the plan is to do two releases, two little peaks, and this 2 week period is the first one, which may be the only one. Overall, it's supposed to be 1,000 acre feet in a normal year, but this wasn't. We didn't get that much moisture, so it's going to be 600 acre feet. And one of the goals this particular year is that the restoration project between Camino El Ire and Frenchie's Field is now completed. With the help of money that the city had and Wild Earth Guardians and other groups doing plantings, there's all kinds of stuff planted along this, a lot of really beautiful rock work. And as many of us know who have tried gardening, if you don't water the stuff that you stick in the ground, its chances of surviving are greatly reduced.
Yes, greatly.
And
or if you drive through there. Isn't this kind of like where we used to be able to sneak across the oil?
Yeah, that's the tail end of this project,
yeah,
exactly.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they got Siler in now, so they closed this other one off. And there's a beautiful trail that goes all the way down along the river through that whole stretch. If you do it at kind of off hours, you can really crank on your skateboard or your bicycle, but it's pretty busy at other times, so you kind of have to be a little bit more cautious. But it's very interesting, great views of the mountains. If you're heading, you know, towards town.
And they're about to have what, the official ribbon cutting?
The official ribbon cutting is a week from Saturday at 9:30, and it's pretty close to Frenchie's Field. We don't quite have it on the website yet, but we should have that posted shortly on the website. So,
cool.
Yeah, a week from Saturday, 9:30, meet the mayor and celebrate the ribbon cutting for a $2 million project. It's pretty substantial and beautiful trail.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Great thing to have.
I guess they're having some kind of a public meeting about what to do about the, is it St. Francis at Alameda? Or is it St. Francis at Cerrillos?
St. Francis at Cerrillos.
Whether it's an overpass or an underpass.
Yeah, it's a
pedestrian.
Well, I think an underpass would look better, but they're estimating that to be about $4 million. And the overpass, they're saying, is more like half.
Yeah. So, that's a substantial difference
in money.
That's
a huge difference in money, yes. So I think right now it's kind of the public opinion for either is kind of all over the map. So I don't know. It'll be nice. I've crossed that frequently. Anytime I live, you know, on the north side of that intersection.
Not on your bike.
I'm going over that all the time.
And really?
The lights work well. You know,
your tires get
You have
up
to be careful.
You
have to pay attention. Yeah, I had a friend, two friends actually, who got their tires caught in the tracks. You know, flipped over the handlebars and scraped up. Kind of. So you do have to pay attention, and there is a lot of traffic there. So it'll be safer as an overpass or an underpass, except for the people who try to avoid it.
And obviously, in the long run, like you say, it'll look so much better if they go with the underpass,
yeah, the visual aesthetics.
In the long run.
Which I know are very important to this town. You know, we keep the old ways, and we just hang on to them with a vengeance, so.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes down. They are having public meetings on that if you want to, you know, get your 2 cents in. That's why
They're changing traffic on St. Francis there where they're working on that underpass, so. So be alert as you drive through that. What is it?
That's a different underpass.
Different underpass that
not
they're
the
actually
one we
working
were just talking
on.
About.
Not a
yeah.
different one. That's actually underway.
Yep.
Not as complicated an intersection, so I'm sure that one's a lot cheaper.
So you got hikes?
We could do. And sticking with the river theme, tomorrow, 9 a.m., you can join Kathleen doing our first river cleanup of the year. It needs it, and it's fun because it's got water in there.
So do we need to bring rubbers?
Well, it depends.
You know, for the feet?
It's Actually, it's a great way to, if you have a pair of new boots that you haven't quite broken in, if you get them totally wet and then keep them on your feet, let them, you need to like wear them like on Sunday as well while they're drying out. It's a little tough on the boots, but boy, does it ever break in a pair of new boots nicely. So that's one option. Bring some work gloves, a little bit of water to drink. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And let's see, all kinds of other stuff going on. There's an easy hike to Eagle Traps by Bandelier. Alan Shapiro's doing that one. Also on Saturday, moderate/strenuous Red Rocks to Kitchen Mesa off trail. Let's see, Tobin's doing that one. Three Dogs Max, 1,700-foot gain.
What do they call Red Rocks around here? It's not Red Rocks Monument in Colorado. That's not where the hike is.
No. There's Red Rocks all over the place.
It's
kind of like Frijoles Canyon. There's a Frijoles Canyon in Bandelier, and there's a Frijoles Canyon over by Cundio, you know?
Okay. Like, no, I was just wondering what they call Red Rocks around here. I know where Kitchen Mesa is.
Yeah, so. It's got to be in that area.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that one is because it's off trail, so who knows?
Mm.
Then on Sunday, if you want to do a hike, moderate hike to Ojito Wilderness, that is one that Martin Heinrich fought for and was successful in getting that created as a wilderness. One of the reasons the Sierra Club backs environmentally progressive folks is to protect these beautiful places we have. Michael DeRosa is doing that one. All these things are on our website, nmsierraclub.org. And then one final little thing I just learned about this week. I knew about it a couple years ago that they were there. The very first dam that was on the Santa Fe River up above town was a thing called Stone Dam. And they quit using it, you know, 80 years ago. It got used for a while. And when they put that in, when they decommissioned it, the river was being piped around it where the natural river channel used to be. And so just this week, when the river release was started, the water is now going through its natural channel, and you can actually go check this out. Kind of cool place to sit and listen to the water flowing. There's a what used to be 2 mile reservoir got breached a decade or more ago because of safety issues, and it is now basically it's a pretty cool nature preserve up there where it's a marshland.
And whereabouts?
And there's a trail.
Are we talking Upper Canyon Road?
It's Upper Canyon Road, yeah, just before. Actually, I think the trailhead is when you get to the part of Upper Canyon that turns into dirt to go on up to Audubon. If you pop a left right there onto Cerro Gordo, there's a parking lot, and you can take a walk up there. It's a nice little quick walk and check out the birds and whatnot. So, yeah.
All right.
That's a major... kudos for the river. It's got restored over even longer since the Titanic sank. It's been 100 and some years since the river flowed through that channel.
Wow. Yeah. Way to tie it in with the retcon 3D movie action.
It's been fun watching all the Titanic stuff as kind of a budding engineer my whole life. It's interesting to watch how they blew it with, they thought they had such a great design, the biggest moving thing ever. And
well... you know, that's just how things go sometimes.
Yeah.
The iceberg was bigger.
Yep, that's true. The natural system is even bigger, but with global warming, we got to fight for that system. So that's what we're here for.
All right. Well, enjoy your living river.
Thank you.
And I will see you in a couple weeks.
Will do.
All right.
Thanks,
take care,
Chris.
John.